It is 9:45, and we have Ryan here from OKM. How you doing?
I am doing good. How are you, Tom?
Well, I'm ready to drop them Oompa beats, man. We've got a different type of Oktoberfest, I understand. It's Oktoberfest Reimagined. Tell us about the new name.
Definitely. So this year is our ninth year doing Oktoberfest, and we really wanted to move forward even in the midst of COVID. So we were like, how are we going to make this happen this year to, you know, make it safe for everyone? And so we're like, why don't we just do it where people can stay in their home? So we reimagined it, and we are calling it October Nest, implying that people get to stay in their nest for the Oktoberfest celebration. So we've really reimagined the entire event, trying to make it as safe as possible, but for families and guests to still be able to have that fun Oktoberfest experience, but from the comfort of their home.
Now, I understand we have this thing called a party korb, and I meine Deutsch ist nicht sehr gut, but I'm going to guess that means it's a party basket. It's a basket of food.
That is correct.
I won in a row.
You won. So how we're doing this particular event, again, it's going to be a little bit different. It will be happening on Saturday, October the 17th, starting at 5:30 p.m., but between now and then, if you go online to the OKM website, you can purchase what you just said, a party korb, which is a party basket.
Yeah.
And this is your entry to the event. And so we have different baskets depending if you want one with beer, if you want one without. We even have a children's basket with all kinds of kids' activities, coloring sheets, even special children's cookies that are being prepared by the Gingerbread Factory. So we have three different party baskets that you purchase. And then from there, you get to fill your basket with everything that you can imagine for Oktoberfest. So we have all of the traditional German sausages. We have sauerkraut, the German potato salad, pretzels, and then, of course, all of the delicious strudel and Oktoberfest cookies. And so people will be able to go online to the OKM website and literally just customize the basket. It's going to be a really neat experience. But all of the food is being prepared by Price's Meat Market here in Bartlesville. And he is fantastic. Dean over there has been so wonderful to OKM over the years. And he'll be preparing all of the food. And Ziggy's from Tulsa will also be preparing the apple strudel for the event. So lots of yummy treats for all of our guests to be able to add on for this event.
Man alive. And I understand that we've got a polka band from New York City that's going to be performing online. And
that is correct. So what would Oktoberfest be without any polka music? Mm-hmm. It just really adds to that whole Oktoberfest experience. And like you said, this group is from New York City, and they are called the Polka Brothers. And it is a four-man band, and the repertoire literally includes, of course, the traditional Bavarian polka songs that people would expect from a normal Oktoberfest. But they also play modern songs that you and I would know, like everything from Aerosmith, Weezer, even Lady Gaga. They perform these modern songs, but with the Bavarian polka feel. It's a very unique sound, if you don't mind me like just saying. It's really fun to watch, but they're very energetic, and so they will be doing a live performance during the Oktoberfest event. Again, we're trying to be able to incorporate as much of that traditional Oktoberfest feeling, but from the comfort of your home.
Right now, my mind just took a little bit of a race. I'm trying to picture Myron Florin playing Walk This Way. But
yes.
But this is going to be fun. Now, I understand that also some of the games, you can even chicken dance to this stuff too.
Yeah, definitely. We are going to be incorporating the chicken dance. We'll also be having a beer tasting during the event, and as well as the fun Stein competition. This is something that we've been doing for 9 years. And we are going to be doing that again this year. So with the Stein competition, we were really trying to think, how is this going to work from home? And we are actually going to be having the competition this Friday, October 9th, at the Unity Square downtown. And what this is, I don't know if you've ever participated in a Stein competition, Tom.
I've watched.
It's very fun to watch. You have a Stein literally full with beer. And it's just a competition to see who can hold their sign the longest. And as the minutes start going by, I mean, I'm sure you can, you know, vouch for me. You start watching the sign starting to shake. People, their arms are starting to, you know, give out. And it's a lot of fun. But again, we will be recording that this Friday at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Square. And of course, you have to be 21 and older to participate. And it is a $10 entry to be able to play the game. And you can purchase your ticket for that online, or you can do that at the door. Mm-hmm. But the prize for the sign competition, the winner will get to take home $100 plus a 12-pack assorted Oktoberfest beer. So not too shabby for probably about a 3-minute competition. Usually it lasts between 3 to 5 minutes. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's a great prize for a game often known around here is, hey, hold my beer. That is great.
Yes.
But, you know, those steins are huge. And the steins themselves can be kind of weighty to begin with because of all the craftsmanship that goes in with those things.
I was going to say, these aren't your traditional small beer mugs. They are really large, like you said. And without the beer, they're heavy. Just, you know, holding them around. So
yes,
once you add the beer, it's intense. So, again, you start watching their arms shake. You know, they struggle holding it. So we will be recording that event on Friday. And we will be including that during the actual Oktoberfest on the 17th. Mm-hmm. So all of our guests that are participating at home and are watching the event, they'll be able to watch the winner from Friday's competition as well.
That's going to be great. That is really going to be great. Plus, so we have the online version of the Polka Brothers, too. And when you go to the website, you can find out how you can dial into that, too, as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. And all of this, again, like you said, is going to be available at okmmusic.org. Mm-hmm. You can also get all of the information on social media if you follow us. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. You name it, you can get all of the up-to-date information about the event. Mm-hmm. And it is worth noting, for the event itself, again, you have to purchase the Party Corp, which is your entry, to be able to watch the event. So you will be given a private YouTube link that will be sent to you prior to the event so that you can log on to YouTube to watch Oktoberfest on the 17th.
That is really cool. And what if folks want to pass on the food but just want to get the link and all they have to do is make a contribution of sorts, really?
Oh, yes, definitely. A lot of people we have actually had just purchase the entry. Yeah. And again, even if you don't want to drink, it's just a simple $10 donation back to OKM.
That's cool. That's worth it.
Yes, definitely. Oktoberfest is one of OKM's major fundraisers every year. And the proceeds, they really go back to our children's programming during our festival during the summer. So this really does serve as a fundraiser for us. So like you said, the entry is merely just a donation back to OKM, but you're going to get all kinds of great entertainment by making just a simple $10 donation to OKM. And it is also worth noting that we will be having two different raffle items. A lot of people, you know, called and they're like, can we just participate in the raffle? Definitely.
Yeah.
We have one item that is going to be a mini kegerator for those that want to have a keg, a private keg at home. And we also have a Yeti filled with all kinds of Oktoberfest goodies and treats. Things that are literally shipped from Germany, and it's going to be a Yeti just filled with everything you can imagine for Oktoberfest. And so for these two raffle items, they are just $10 to be able to put your name into the raffle, and then, of course, we'll be drawing that on Saturday, October 17th, and making that announcement on who wins these two exciting raffle items.
Great. Boy, this is fun. We're talking with Ryan Martin. He's with OKM. And once again, your group has turned the corner on something and really put the creativity together in order to pull it off. First of all, you reformatted the music festival, and that turned out pretty darn good considering COVID and everything else. A lot of high marks given for that.
It was fantastic being able to watch people from all over the world, not just in Bartlesville or even Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. During Tina Guo's performance, we had people literally from Sweden, from Germany, you know, that were commenting during the performance, some languages that we didn't even, you know, recognize that we were Google translating some of the comments. But it was fantastic. And these videos are still gaining circulation. Tina's performance particular from her following in Vegas and all over the country and even in Europe, she's had well over 35,000 views for her live stream performance with OKM alone.
Wow.
So we had a wonderful turnout online, and the finale performance that we had was also a wonderful turnout at the community center. We had to move it because of the rain that day. We were kind of bummed out, but the community center was very gracious and accommodating to us to be able to move our performance indoors. And the audience loved Balsam Range. They were so much fun. I don't know if you got to go out to that performance, Tom, but they were so energetic, and they literally brought the house down.
That is really cool because, you know, that was kind of like plan C. Plan A, let's do it live. B, well, maybe we can do it on Facebook. Hey, look at that. We can socially distant folks here at the neighboring facility and do it up cool. And I tell you, I heard a lot of good feedback on that. A little late for my staying up on that evening, but wow. I go to bed at 6. So,
oh, my goodness, yeah. I can imagine.
But I heard a lot of positives on that. Now, with that all in mind, an interesting year, and now we're still moving forward. We're not going to let COVID get us down. We're still going to have fun with Oktoberfest with the new name October Nest.
That is correct. And, again, this will all be happening literally next Saturday, on Saturday, October the 17th at 5:30 p.m., and for everyone who will be ordering food, adding all of the delicious German treats to their basket, orders will be taken from now through October 14th. So we are cutting it off on the 14th so that Price's Meat Market can have adequate time to be able to prepare all of the food that's pre-ordered. And you will be able to pick up your food that Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m.
That is just absolutely fabulous. And, that, and of course, a good time for everybody. And with the Polka Brothers online, you're not going to miss a whole bunch. You're going to, you know, still have all the fun. You can also watch the Stein contest, which is always good fun. And that can be done in person, too. Yeah, you say we're going to be doing that on the night before, right, at the Tower Center at Unity Square?
Okay, yeah, so the Stein competition is actually going to be happening this Friday, literally just 2 days from now. we'll be doing that at 5:30 p.m. On the stage over there at Unity Square. Yeah. And we will be recording that, and we will be including that on the October Nest live feed on the 17th.
Right. And for you folks who want to get the feed, everything, just go to okmmusic.org, and you'll find out all the information there. They'll give you the link and everything and tell you what's what. And what a great resource. I tell you what, that website, that's an eye popper. That will take your eyes for a ride. You're going to be there for a while because, oh, what's that over there? It's just very well put together.
Well, thank you. That is my job, so I would have thought that it looked well.
Didn't mean to make you blush there, Ryan. Yeah,
but, oh, no, you're good, Tom.
But it really is something nice and really something to be proud of. And again, hats off for all the creativity and really making a whole lot of fun when COVID dare tried to cross OKM. OKM says, we'll have none of that here. I like
we
that.
We will make it go on, yes.
The show must go on. Well, incredible. I wish you good luck. And again, okmmusic.org, okmmusic.org. That's the whole key to the whole shooting match there for October Nest. You can find out how to get your party basket or party korb, I should say, as we're sticking with the German terminology there. We'll get your YouTube links and we'll get you all set up. Ryan, thank you very much. And I really appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much, Tom.
All right, thank you very much. Ryan Martin with the OKM Music here with us as they celebrate a good old-fashioned fun time of Oktoberfest in a brand new way called October Nest, as we're doing it from the nest, doing it from home. Well, we've got news coming up here at the top of the hour from CBS. Then, of course, we also have our local news on the way, and then it's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're at 58 degrees, sunshiny skies right here at K1, the one you trust. Stand by for information.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation.